Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Adam Jones.
Ah, yeah, what if a bear did cocaine?
Megan Ottolini.
This is some sh-
Christian Arcan.
Hey, Adams has a boost that I kind of like.
This is Jones and Mecco with Arcan on WEEI.
Another payoff pitch, eighth pitch of the at-bat. Here it is. Swing and a drive to right field deep.
No way.
Back toward the warning track, into the wall, and it is gone.
Oh, my f***ing God!
Yoshida has tied the game with a two-run homer in the ninth inning. Can you believe it?
Oh, massa! Second level here at Yankee Stadium.
What the f***?
Crushed.
Great weekend for the Red Sox. Great night on Friday night. Win of the year. I saw Arcan making sure he tweeted about it on Friday night, since he won't be here today. Just Jones and Mego with you on WEEI. That was a rough weekend for the Yankees, rough weekend for Yankee fans. You can jump in here on Jones and Mego. Taking your phone calls, 617-779-7937. Our big question of the day up now at Jones and Mego: how far can the Red Sox get this year? A lot of votes already. World Series, ALCS or DS, wild card, or they're not going anywhere. Right now, the leader is the wild card at 43%. Mego thinks ALDS, which is coupled with ALCS in the answer. That's 26%. Not going anywhere is at 20%. I'm all alone in last place in my pink hat. If you're watching on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, 12% Red Sox going to the World Series.
Is this like a recorder from first grade?
Yeah, it's a jazz recorder.
Man, did they ever send you home with one of these in elementary school?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
My dog would just start crying from the other room. Like, hot cross buns.
Yeah, no, I think, I don't know if that's part of the curriculum or what, but yeah.
The point of that?
I have one of those sent home. I don't know. You want to be exposed to.
They want to teach you music, but they don't want to pay for something that
exactly.
would cost money, like every instrument ever, so they get this junky hunk of plastic. Yeah,
exactly.
And, oh, here you go, kids, annoy your family.
Exactly.
So stupid.
It's like in gym class. They just, you know, they try to introduce you to something, introduce you to music, and try to get you interested. And I think a lot of you are just getting introduced to the Red Sox. Ironically, you're actually the pink hats out there who are just jumping on the bandwagon with this team. I think a lot of you are just getting introduced to this team. And I told you after the Celtics won, there's an appetite to jump on the bandwagon. And fortunately for the Red Sox, they hit the ground running at the exact right time, Mego. They beat the Phillies in a series. They've beaten the Yankees now twice in a couple of series. They've won 16 out of 22. They're in the postseason, and yet we don't know if they're buying, selling, they're non-committal. Is there a chance that this weekend, and specifically Friday night, the way they won that game was unbelievable. Two outs, two strikes. You're down to your final out, your final strike. Yoshida, of all people, who I would still sell high on and I would still get rid of, homers off the Yankees all-star closer. And
oh, Clay Holmes, yes.
Next thing you know, they win in extra innings. Sadan Rafaela, who has a monster weekend in New York, gives the Red Sox the win. And you snatch away a loss from the Yankees, and you pull out that victory. Is there a chance this weekend, and specifically Friday night, gets ownership's attention?
I would hope so. I just don't know how tapped into any of this they are. You know, there was a time when it would be a series against
the Yankees. Red Sox-Yankees still resonates with them?
That's what I mean. There was a time when this was like the highlight of the regular season, and that it would be all eyes on this, and Sunday Night Baseball would really matter with Red Sox-Yankees, and even the win from last night would be a really big deal, and Devers' home runs would be a big deal, and we'd be sitting here talking about to pimp or not to pimp a home run, and Verdugo yep. versus Devers. And I just don't know, because it comes down to if you think John Henry can go back to the guy who changes his mind, who gets excited about something and like rediscovers this instead of the PGA or whatever is on his mind right now. Like if this is on the back burner, I'm not sure that him looking at it and going, oh, well, that's fun for the baseball team. If there's anything more than that, that you can do if he's committed to a certain budget and a certain plan.
So I didn't go into the weekend feeling like they could get John Henry's attention. The win on Friday and the weekend has me feeling a little different. It does, because I have to imagine Red Sox-Yankees still resonates, and you just referenced it. It was a kind of a fun weekend for the rivalry, which mostly feels dead. I think it would be relevant in a postseason series, but like regular season Red Sox-Yankees is obviously not what it was. It'll never be 03-04 again. It's not even 2010, okay? But this weekend felt like it had a little bit of juice. Verdugo's such a clown.
Look, it's right after the 4th of July. Everybody's sitting around.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Everybody's at their vacation cottage or they're sitting in the backyard grilling dogs and coming in and watching the game.
Verdugo's such a clown. Like that 32 seconds to round the bases for that ass clown is just such a joke. And Devers, it seems like there's a little thing between him and Devers. Devers is gesturing out to right field. He says he's gesturing at the bullpen. I don't see him do that all the time. Sadan Rafaela is reacting after his home run, a la Verdugo. You know, it felt like there was a little bit more to that, honestly, this weekend. But largely, that rivalry feels dead. I just wonder if there's a little bit, just a little bit, that can get John Henry's attention there. And I come out of the weekend feeling a little more open to that than I did going in. You had another good reason, Mego, today. There's another element where I suggested this in the offseason, but it's before any games were played.
Mm-hmm.
And it's before the television program started. I mean, is there a chance Netflix, for a story, they wind up doing something at the deadline? Could that bully them into making a move?
It's so stupid. I think it's the kind of thing that would get John Henry's attention.
Right?
If somebody goes to him, an advisor, and says, you know how this narrative's going to play out, John. You understand how narratives work. You have a newspaper. This is Netflix. It's a much bigger platform than NESN or WEEI. This is something that reaches people worldwide, and it's a part of the brand. You decided to do this and put your brand and your team out there. What's it going to look like when it's episode 4 of the miniseries and the Red Sox are blazing through June and early July and they take it, they steal a series from the Yankees in the Bronx, and then you don't spend on the team? Like, that is extremely dramatic, and Netflix is going to be all over it.
Okay.
You don't own Netflix. They're going to do what they want to do, and they've been following you around everywhere.
We call that a plot twist.
But what they could do, and if I'm Breslow or, you know, text line, 37937, I feel like this deadline is where the return of Theo starts to pay dividends. I don't rule that out either.
Save them, Theo.
Okay? But, like, if I'm Theo, or I'm Breslow, if he even cares, or Cora, I would play that up. I'd be like, hey, John, let's give you a nice cushy scene where you're there and Breslow calls you and it's like, hey, I want to make a move. And John Henry's like, whatever you want, Craig. And, you know, like we'll even like put it right in there. We'll feature it. We'll kill this narrative that you won't let the Red Sox. Like, you can do it. You can do it. I don't think that's ridiculous at all. I think the Netflix thing as a backdrop may just pressure the Red Sox into doing it. It's pathetic. They need that.
It's so dumb.
It is dumb.
It's dumb, but if it works, who cares?
Thank you. It's dumb and it's pathetic, but, you know, the Red Sox have been kind of dumb and pathetic now for a while. If it bullies them into making a move, good. Let's get to some phone calls here. A lot of you waiting to weigh in on the big question of the day, the trade deadline, the series that was this weekend. This is Math Swine in Westminster. Matt, what kind of name is that, Math Swine? Is that, what is that? Is that Dutch? What is that?
Hello?
Hi, Math Swine.
Adam Big Dog Jones, how you doing? Yeah, my name's from England, actually.
Okay. It doesn't sound British, but go ahead.
Well, I'm from Boston, so, you know. But I see the Red Sox making it five. If they pick up some pieces, and I think a good pitcher to pick up at the trade deadline would be Oliver Klozov from the Reds.
Okay. Mm. But with the name Matt Swine, probably should have thrown me for a loop. Is there anybody who you want them to target?
Well, that sounds like a good target to me.
Yeah, Oliver Klozov?
Isn't that what the guys were doing when they had the sticky stuff and they all started tearing their jerseys off?
Right.
What happened to that trend?
Oliver Klozov, was a major all-star snub. I agree. Like, I honestly should have been on the...
Problem is, they don't get out of the bullpen,
It's a bigger case to be an all-star than Kenley Jansen. and I think it was one of the biggest snubs of all-star weekend. Is there a name you want? Is there a name that you've kind of talked yourself into?
Not really. Because I honestly, like, I just don't have such high hopes for a starting pitcher, but I think anybody who can round out the bottom end of your rotation is going to help.
Okay. I saw Scherzer and other impending free agents might be available in Texas, which the text line suggested. I'm not saying Scherzer. The text line suggested an Eovaldi reunion.
Mm-hmm.
Good idea if that's even close to in play. That would take adding payroll, though. Ryan, give me the name.
I saw Bob Nightingale writing about how both Andrew Heaney and Michael Lorenzen, who was a big acquisition.
Not the names I was expecting.
Those guys could be available.
I thought you were going to say Crochet.
Oh, there's no chance the Red Sox would give up what the White Sox should ask for to get a legitimate good starter. There's no chance.
This is what I'm talking about. I'd be happy if they just fake add a starter.
Yeah, no, me too.
Garrett Crochet would be outstanding. Okay. He's one of the best pitchers in baseball, which is why they're not going to go get him. Okay. It costs resources.
I need to amend my stance. I say no one's asking to trade Meyer or Roman Anthony or Kyle Teal. Lou is asking for it if you can get somebody like Garrett Crochet. So let's not say no one's asking for that. Let's go to our buddy Jonathan and Randolph. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Hey, guys. Jones, I'm surprised you haven't had Ryan pull up all the audio from the day after the first game of the season when you were on the Red Sox bandwagon.
It's a good idea. I should do that.
We like Ryan. We don't want him to quit.
Yeah, Ryan, get to work on that, would you?
That's a terrible idea.
Yeah. I think part of this thing is just a mistake in that people saying, like, is John Henry paying attention? What if he just doesn't care is the bigger question I have. And doesn't this fit right into like kind of the long-term game plan in that he can keep his payroll, you know, relatively high but manageable? They're in contention. It's exactly what he wants. So why would he care to change much if this is kind of really the perfect situation?
Jonathan, totally fair question. Let me give you a couple of reasons. Number one, remember what happened last year after the trade deadline? Red Sox Yankees tickets were going for $1 and Dodgers fans took over Lansdowne Street. And so I don't know if he cares as much about fans taking over if they're paying, but when Red Sox Yankees tickets are going for $1, that's money they're relying on. Let me give you another one. Playoff gates. Like, Jeremy Jacobs is obsessed with playoff gates and getting to the first round of the postseason. If they get to the second round, my goodness, what a year it is for the Bruins. I mean, shouldn't John Henry care about that? Like, that should be if he cares about the bottom dollar and getting the most money he can. Aren't playoff gates a great way to make some money? So, like, I think he's detached and doesn't really care, and it's a fair question. But those are a couple of things I can think of that maybe would interest or intrigue him.
You would hope so, but I also am sure that because this is nothing new, that they've been sitting here basically since COVID and crunching the numbers of how much does being in the ALDS, how much does a wild card game, like how much do these things even factor into making up a payroll that is upwards towards $200 million? And they've sat there and said, well, if we can even just get one round or less than that, it doesn't really matter. As long as it's a nice night and people go sit in Fenway in August and there's beach balls in the stand,
yeah,
that's enough.
But what are they going to pay more for? You know, like what are you going to pay more for? And what are people going to pay for? People weren't paying for Red Sox Yankees last year. You want them paying for that. You want them paying for playoff tickets. Meanwhile, it's time now on a Monday for our league leaders and Who's Circling the Drain, presented by Drains by James. Drains by James is Eastern Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining at drainsbyjames.com. They give a poop about your pipes. I'll do the league leader. Jaron Duran getting to the All-Star game is a great story. A lot of good audio on Sunday Night Baseball for you. We're going to play some of that for you coming up. I think he is symbolic of this Red Sox team, the way they play, the play style. Cora's called him a leader. Great story. He's the league leader.
Okay, well, circling the drain then on the other side, I just have to say the New York Yankees. I mean, look, they had that game on you on Saturday, but they lost 16 of their last 22, lost another series to the Red Sox at their own home field in the Bronx. Their hitting is just so top-heavy that it just falls off very quickly against even a decent pitching rotation, which the Red Sox are boasting right now. If you add a little bit to that, I'm just not afraid of the Yankees at this point. I know if you go and analyze their Fangraphs odds, that would be something that would make them like puff their chests up, and that would be something that I'm sure that Red Sox ownership would have loved to have those percentages, but that's where I understand why Alex Cora doesn't like looking at those percentages, because it doesn't exactly demonstrate the direction that the team's going in. I'm pretty low on the Yankees right now.
Okay, that's our league leader in Who's Circling the Drain, presented by Drains by James at drainsbyjames.com. We'll get back to your phone call, 617-779-7937. The text line is saying that was Mathswine Fourier. Is that possible?
Ooh, we should run back the tape.
The text line claims that's Fourier. That didn't sound like Fourier to me.
Every prank call sounds like Fourier.
Yeah, he just has a prank call kind of voice.
Usually he does Chuck, though. Usually it is Chuck from Foxborough.
Mathswine really was a red flag.
Hey, how you doing?
That really was a red flag. Okay, that's Chuck. We'll have to go back and dig through that.
Okay.
But good text.
Well, you guys got me eating McDonald's right now.
Good text at 37937. Let's get into the homegrown All-Stars. Is that a sign that the Red Sox plan is actually working?
No, it's not Fourier, it's Chuck.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.